Do you intentionally ignore biblical financial principles? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Rather than living according to the financial principles laid out in Scripture, some people choose to do what's right in their own eyes. Sadly, it only brings temporary happiness. Reading the Bible and meditating on it daily is transformational. It helps us guard our heart and mind so we can live with purpose. The financial principles God gave us aren't there to see if we're strong enough to live by them. They're given because He knows that they're best for us. The Apostle Paul told the Philippians in chapter 4, "Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." Did you catch that? We can learn and receive biblical truth, but we have to put it into practice. We surrender our finances to God and recognize that we're managers, not owners, of all He's given us. We accept His provision and honor Him by giving. A budget helps us to manage money so that we have the freedom to be used as God desires. We're to keep a clear conscience and put others first. This means living with integrity and love, willingly putting other people first. We invest in our family, and we don't allow work to control us. We avoid lifestyles of indulgence by living generously, knowing that this is not our home. God's financial principles are not an arbitrary set of rules to govern us. They're a loving Father's wisdom to those who will listen and trust Him. Act on them now. In my new book, Seven Gray Swans, I describe potentially significant events that could happen. A gray swan is an obvious danger that we tend to ignore. My goal is to show you how to prepare for and survive these economic threats. The ebook is available now at Amazon.com.